Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Charlie Long in studio. We riding the train till 8 o'clock tonight. Got some great guests at 4:20. We'll have Ryan Horvat from BetMGM. Also, Odyssey will be on with us at 5:20. LSU head baseball coach Jay Johnson. And Chessa Boucher will join us at the 6:20 hour to talk about, and she's had a lot of frequent flyer miles. She's been riding along, so to speak, with the LSU women's basketball team. And at 7:20 tonight, old friend of ours, Frank Selfo, the Southeastern Lions head football coach, will be on with us. Again, want to tell everybody, because I've had some texts about it, and the game tomorrow, LSU-Arkansas, as you heard Charlie Long talk about, has been moved up to noontime pregame at 11:30, and you can hear it live right here on our sister station, Bet 92.9 FM or 1350 AM. And of course, if you have it, download the free Odyssey app, and you can listen to LSU-Arkansas tomorrow. But it's noontime because noon is first pitch, 11:30 pregame. And then you can hear the rest of the series Saturday at 12:30 is pregame, 1 o'clock starts, and then Sunday pregame's at 11:30, and the game starts at noontime. And, Bob, that's a series where a lot of people point toward Tennessee. Man, I think a lot of people have pointed toward this one, too. And, Charlie, I don't know if I'm wrong on this. I think this may be Arkansas's first road trip.
Yeah, it's their first true road game this season. They are 18-2. They played 17 of those games at home. They've only played a couple of those games, I think three of them, at a neutral site, but they haven't officially played a road game yet. So their first road games are going to be in Baton Rouge against the Tigers this weekend. So that's pretty cool.
I think some of the big news in the NFL, Ezekiel Elliott making the comment that, hey, I want to play for the Eagles, I want to play for the Jets or Cincinnati. And he just went on one of the radio stations out in Philly and say, I want to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, yeah, I'd want to play for them too. With that offensive line blocking in front of me and Jalen Hurts at quarterback, and you got receivers with A.J. Brown and, man, all across the board. Wow, Mike, I would want to go there too if I was – now, how much he's got left in the tank, I don't know.
Well, but that's blasphemy to a Cowgirl fan. What, you want to go to a division opponent like the Eagles? Well, Abraham, what the hell are you talking about? You went from to the Saints to the Falcons? No, players are looking for opportunities. I don't know if Ezekiel Elliott has that kind of stroke that he can control his destination. He can control his destination if it's a team-friendly deal. You know, when you talk about whether he go to Cincinnati, whether he go to the Eagles. What was the other team? They had three teams. It was Cincinnati, the Eagles.
Jets.
And the Jets, yeah. Okay, so
everybody, not Odell, has made it known that he'd like to go.
Well, the same thing
Jets,
with
knowing
Odell,
that Aaron eventually will be
okay,
there.
Okay, I think Odell worked out for a number of teams, what, like 13, 14 days ago. He hasn't humbled himself enough that nobody's going to give him 15, 20 million. You got to go a 1 year, prove a deal, go get five. No, if it's 5 million, yeah, a number of teams.
I think it'll be in that range. Five and a half million, I think, is about the number he would get Okay, he didn't play at all last year.
Right.
He missed a chunk of the season before.
Well, the last time he played was in the Super Bowl when he got hurt.
And
that was when the Rams were in the Super Bowl. Not, you know, so you think about that. That's like out of sight, out of mind.
So, again, I get it now, and a lot of people trying to jump on that Jets bandwagon because feeling that Aaron Rodgers eventually will get traded there. It's just a matter of time before Rodgers gets dealt off. They're just haggling now on compensation because Aaron's made it known that he'll accept that trade to New York. But, yeah, again, for Odell, he's not going to get that double-digit mark, Bob. He's not going to get that $10, $11 million a year.
No, as a player, you have to understand and not be naive. Or it's the same thing like Cam Newton. Okay, Cam Newton looks at it. He says, I still think I'm amongst the 32. There's not 32 quarterbacks better than me, and there's 32 teams. Okay, and that might be the case. I would say for sure, Mike.
There's not 64 better.
Yeah, I'd say for sure. But why would they want him in a locker room? You got to have more the personality of Andy Dalton and kind of know your role. I can see Cam Newton being disruptive. Whatever team he'd end up on, and he'd be amongst his teammates, he'd be disgruntled. Man, I'm better than the guy we got now. They need to put me in there. He wouldn't be a good soldier. And then, plus, he's still thinking, Mike, that was a long time ago. He was MVP in 2015. So that's a long time.
His body's taken a lot of hits, a lot of injuries. He was never a super accurate quarterback, but boy, he could make some big plays, and certainly with his legs.
And so I don't think.
But I could build a package around that near the goal line, short yardage.
But Cam Newton's personality. Do you ever view Cam Newton as being like a player coach, and wanting to be a mentor to a younger player? No. Kenyon's personality is, I'm the man. I think he would take the approach, I'm the man till the day I die. I'm always going to be the man. So that's why I think there's a lot of teams that would shy away from Cam because that whole quarterback room and what he'd bring to the table.
The other thing is he might have to wait till an injury. Listen, it sounds morbid, but that sometimes happens with players, that you get an opportunity because of an injury. Bob, I'm laughing at this text, 4824. He says, blasphemy. Who left the Saints to go to the Dirty Birds?
And he just said that.
And Bob did, but so did Martin Anderson. No, Jumpy Gathers, Arnhead Haywood.
That's why fans have to understand the situation as players, that it's not like a traditional, but now with name, image, and likeness, it can happen, or transfer portal. It's not like, you know, like, oh, if you went to Alabama, I would never transfer to Auburn. Or I'm at Texas, I would never transfer to Texas A&M, whatever it might be. I think them days are over. As far as the loyalty, no, a player is going to go whatever's the best situation for them. I was just ahead of my time.
Yeah, a few years. You didn't get that kind of money, though. But
No, right.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. And Ryan Horvat from BetMGM right after this break on the Big 870.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're going to go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And on the line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports betting insider Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Ryan Horvat's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcasts. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing, partner?
Doing great, guys. Excited for the games this week.
Okay. Charlie and I have a race going. and we do. We're almost near where we can break the tape. And there's one game that's really going to decide it, and it's tonight, UCLA-Gonzaga. So, Tredge very slowly around this game. But go ahead, Ryan, tell us a little bit about your thoughts. UCLA-Gonzaga, last I saw, I think UCLA might be a one-point favorite in this game.
You know what's crazy? This is the game I'm most excited for.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have a bet in this game because I can't pick a side because it's just, man, two completely different styles, right? Like, UCLA wants to slow the pace down, very well coached by Mick Cronin. They want to get physical. They want it to be a boring defensive-type game. Gonzaga, they don't play any defense. They're the number one offensive team in the country. They want to get out in transition, and they want to run against you. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. So it's tough because Gonzaga has Drew Timme, who it seems like he's been in college now for 15 years. They run 40% of their offense through the post. UCLA is really good at defending the post, but I would probably lean UCLA. Here's the problem and why I didn't take them, though. Mark Few's a great coach. He always figures out a way to get it done, although, you know, you could say in March he hasn't had the national title yet. They're always around. They're always in the Sweet 16. The thing that scares me about UCLA, Jalen Clark, that injury hasn't really mattered yet. But tonight, man, against a team like this with that much offense and a player like Timme, he's the best defensive player in the Pac-12. He's also their third leading scorer. Ah, that's a tough loss. So I'm going to lean UCLA. It's a tough one to call, though. I just can't wait to watch this game.
Yeah, basically it's a picket game, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a picket game in that thing. I'm interested in your take on Connecticut, Arkansas, because, man, a lot of people would have never. After I saw LSU beat Arkansas, man, listen, I'd have made, somebody else would have made a lot of money saying that team was going to get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, but Sweet 16, third straight year.
Man, but Arkansas.
You got to give Bill Musselman a lot of credit.
Man, Bill's done a great job coaching that team. They got off to a bit of a slow start, but, man, they have really played well. Your thoughts, Connecticut, Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas, you know, it's funny because we talk about Tom Izzo. Never bet against Tom Izzo in March. That's kind of become Arkansas, like you guys have said the last couple of years. And the thing on paper is they have so much talent. I mean, they have two guys that are going to go really early on in the draft. They're a little bit beat up right now, and they've had to go on kind of, I'm not going to say a remarkable run, but they've had to go on a run because let's not forget to close out the season. Four of their last five games, including in the SEC tournament, they blew double-digit leads. I just, man, UConn is on a tear right now. They've won 9 of their last 10 games. They were one of the better teams to start the season. I really like them to start the season, even with Danny Hurley coaching them. And then they got bored. They had like a mid-season slump where they just looked bored. I don't know why. In the Big East, it was so tough this year. I actually took UConn to win the game, but I took them on the money line. Now that we've gotten to 4.5, if we can get a 5, I'm going to take the points with Arkansas, you guys. I think this comes down to a final possession. I think it's going to be a close game. I won't be shocked if Arkansas wins. I'm just going to take the more talented team. Right now, UConn, they have a plus 24 advantage in rebounds in these two tournament games. They're just scoring at will in the paint. And then if you double them in the post, they're hitting 45% of their three. That's just tough to bet against right now. They're so talented. So I like UConn to win the game, but I like Arkansas with the points to at least keep it close.
You know, Brian, I'm intrigued with, because here you got an old school and he got skins on the wall. He always has his teams ready in the tournament. That being Tom Izzo, look, Madison Square Garden, that didn't get any better than that. Michigan State versus Kansas State. I was reading where, looking at the Spartans, that you'd have to say they had their best in March, to say the least. Under Izzo, they've won their record 16 NCAA tournament games as a lower seed. We all know they bounce what Marquette, number 2 seed, but then you look at Kansas State, and you look, you know, it's not Manhattan, Kansas. So that's the Little Apple, but they've gone to Manhattan, New York. And the one player to me, you want to talk about a success story, they were picked last in the Big 12, that being the Kansas State Wildcats. But Marquise or Marquez, Noel, that guy is unbelievable. To me, he's must-see TV, how he put that team on his shoulders and how studly he was when they beat Kentucky. For their first, you know, Sweet 16 since you got to go back, 5 years ago. But Noel, boy, talk about a big heart. He might not be a giant. I want to say he's like 5'10", 5'11", but he is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's only 5'8", you
guys.
Oh, wow. Isn't that crazy? 5'8", but he is a lot of fun to watch. So here's the thing. I haven't bet this game yet because Kansas State, they're just so tough defensively. Like, in their half-court defense, they're top 30 in the country. Michigan State, when they're hitting their threes, is really tough to beat. But they just don't have a lot of guys that could go out and create their own shot. You know, Hauser, he's more of a three-point specialist. So what I plan on doing is I hope that Michigan State goes down early in this game. And I want to live bet them, but I don't trust this line. They opened up as 1.5-point underdogs. Now they're 2-point favorites. And I just worry a little bit of that is an overreaction because we love Tom Izzo. He's so good in March. Because right now, I don't want to bet against this Kansas State team. You just said it. They were picked to finish dead last in the conference. They're still alive. They're really good defensively. And they just, right now, they're playing with a ton of confidence. And they're almost playing with house money. The reason I can't bet them, they're one of the more public dogs tonight. A lot of the public loves Kansas State. They don't understand how a three seed's an underdog. And a lot of the sharp guys, the guys that I know in Las Vegas tonight on Michigan State. So it's not my favorite game, but I might bet this one live if I can get Michigan State 5-point underdog if they go down early to Kansas State.
And Ryan, what is your view, because it's always about the ratings, and look, we love underdogs, but we still like the number one seeds to have success. We all know that the Kansas Jayhawks and the Purdue Boilermakers, they laid an egg as number one seeds. But I thought this was interesting. You look at the Sweet 16 now, they won't have blue bloods like Kentucky, Duke, or North Carolina for only the second time since 1979. Shoot, I was in college then. So, I mean, we talk about ratings and household names. Does that come into play? Or are you still intrigued? Like Houston, you know, five slammer jammy, go back with them. But then you look at Alabama, and I talk about Alabama football, but Alabama basketball. And then you look at the Texas Longhorns, where they're at. You know, what does people normally remember about Texas basketball? Oh, Kevin Durant. That's where Kevin Durant went. But it's unbelievable how those blue bloods, now Indiana, they got knocked out. But no Kentucky, no Duke, no North Carolina. Like I said, only second time since 1979. So you think people will still be tuned in?
Ryan, I'll add on to what Bob says. Your thoughts on Xavier going up against Texas? Man, that was a game a lot of people watched Saturday night. They had a lot of people's eyes because of the time frame with that. Texas really looked good. And then, man, late, you get a couple shots. And, man, if you bet and, you know, thought Texas could cover, then all of a sudden those shots late kind of killed you on that. Your thoughts tonight on Xavier and Texas?
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to watch this game. And it's funny because, right, like all these football schools growing up, Alabama, yeah. Texas, now they're powerhouses in basketball as well. It's going to be interesting to see about the ratings, you know, because people really do get into the blue bloods because, you know, like I grew up in Chicago and nobody really cares, unfortunately, about Illinois basketball or Northwestern basketball because there's professional teams. You know, there's the Bears, the Bulls, but right. I have cousins, you know, that obviously live in SEC territory and that's all they care about, you know, Kentucky basketball. So it'll be interesting because Houston's been so good the last couple of years, but nobody really pays attention because they're not in the biggest conference. Texas, you know, they have their fans. Alabama has their fans. UCLA has their fans. It'll be interesting to see. But as far as this Texas Xavier game, this is actually my favorite bet of the week, you guys. I really like Texas. It's crazy because Xavier, very fun story. Sean Miller is a good coach, man. And when you think about it, like, you know, he loses his job at Arizona. And for what? Because now what he was doing is legal with NIL and whatnot.
Correct.
But he's done a really good job. They lost one of their better players early on in the season in Zach Fremantle. And they haven't really skipped a beat. And they're a three seed. I don't think they're deserving of a three seed, though. And I think Texas is just too tough. I think they're the most disrespected team in the country. You know, Alabama's the best team in the country, in my opinion, them in Houston.
Right.
Texas, man, I won't be shocked if they win it all, you guys, because they're top 20 offensively, they're top 20 defensively, and they've only lost two games since Valentine's Day. Since February 14th, they've only lost at TCU and at Baylor, both games on the road. And during that span, they beat Kansas twice. We never see a team beat Kansas twice in the same season. And they didn't get any respect in that title game. They were 3-point underdogs. They won that game by 20 points against Kansas. So I think the market's disrespecting Texas. I think they should be 6, 6.5-point favorites. I love them against Xavier.
Now, Ryan, what is your take? Because they've let us down in football, that being the U, University of Miami. You look at the Hurricanes. Boy, they put it to the Indiana Hoosiers. They won the ACC regular season. But I thought it was interesting that, boy, you have to be discouraged when you give up offensive rebounds. I was looking at, they scored 29 second chance points against Indiana, and now they've reached the Sweet 16 for the second straight season, that being the Hurricanes. So it's not Duke of North Carolina, but Miami, the U, and how well they've played ACC basketball and representing.
Yeah, when it comes down to the tournament, you know, it's all about coaching. And Larrañaga, he's done a tremendous job. And everywhere he goes, he does a great job. And he's very underrated. Miami's probably the best team in the ACC. I know Duke got really hot, and they have the pros. But I just didn't think they were physical enough, and we saw that. I mean, they got absolutely punked by Tennessee. I knew right. That game was over 3 minutes in when that kid took a shot to the face, because that's how you beat Duke. We've seen that the last couple of years. You get physical with them. I think this run comes to an end for Miami, because I do think Houston's the better team. I know they haven't looked very good in the tournament, and that's actually why I like them. You know, look where this number's at right now. I feel like we're getting a discounted price. I think they win this game by 10 points. They're so good defensively. They're so well coached by Kelvin Sampson. And I think Sasser is going to be a little healthier. He's probably going to get a nice little shot before the game, dealing with that groin injury. The big key here that nobody's talking about, they get the extra day of rest. They don't have to play tonight. Last week, they didn't get that extra day of rest. So I think they come out, and you know the way Kelvin Sampson is. I bet you he was all over them in practice, just like he was when they were challenging the first half of that second game. He blew up on that team at half. I bet he did the same thing all week at practice. I think Houston wins this game pretty big against Miami.
Now, Ryan, do y'all look at this when you look at spreads and outcomes of games? And I don't know what going forward. Hopefully they have close games. And I was looking where four games have been decided by 1 point, the most since there were six in 2017, and then three short of the record last matched in 1998. So, because I mean, that's how you want to. That's you want to see games. If you don't have a dog in the hunt, oh, but as it come down to the wire and you have 1 point games, do you think that that'll grow and we'll see games coming down to the wire?
I do, and I love it for betting, for live betting too, because sometimes I'll have money on both sides. I'll look for key numbers. Like, I'll play a team maybe on the money line, but if a team goes down big, we'll always see an overreaction. And if I could get a team as like a 9 or a 10 point underdog, I'm going to grab that because of what you just said. All these games come down to the wire, and it's because these teams, you know, it's more even now, because growing up, for all of us, no matter, you know, if you grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s, guys usually stayed for 3-4 years. We knew all the players, whether it was Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, you know, years later, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley, Grant Hill. Now guys are one and done. But we also see, like, the transfer portal, and we see these mid-major schools or these Houston-type schools where, you know, they're really good because they have 3-4-year players and they play a lot of defense. I think that there's more parity in college basketball than there's ever been. We're seeing the same thing now in football. Turns out maybe the NIL was a good thing, because now Saban just doesn't get every recruit because now he's got some competition, right? I mean, it helps having Brian Kelly in the SEC, and it helps now with Kirby actually winning a couple national titles. But there's actually, I think it makes the sport better. You know, I love the blue bloods. It's fun with Kentucky and Carolina. But, you know, then we complain about that. It was like in the NBA. We kept complaining we were sick of LeBron against the Warriors. Then we get new blood, and we miss LeBron and the Warriors. So I do think we're going to see more parity, you know, every single year, because now guys are making money. There's the transfer portal. And now you don't have to go to Duke or North Carolina to get drafted in the NBA. You know, look at these teams, Houston, Memphis, smaller schools. There was a kid that was drafted out of UW-Milwaukee as a top 20 pick last year.
Yep. Ryan, last question for you. I woke up this morning. I saw the Pelicans opened an 8-point favorite over the Charlotte Hornets. Now it's up to 9. Just a couple of days ago, Charlie and I were talking about this. Yeah, San Antonio, they were 13-point favorite. Easy cover in that particular
game.
That's
a lot of points.
Your thoughts tonight, because Charlotte, man, that's a lot of turmoil going on there. And I know the Pelicans have not been a real – they've been consistently inconsistent. But your thoughts on the Pels, 9-point favorites tonight over Charlotte.
Yeah, the Pels, man, it's just disappointing because of what could have been this year, because I really like the roster. And Brandon Ingram missed it an extended period of time. He had the concussion. And then Zion, that's just devastating because, man, he's one of my top 5 players to watch in this league. I love watching him. I know he's going to be reevaluated now. All that said, though, I love them to crush the Hornets. The Hornets are an absolute disaster.
I agree.
At least the Spurs are tanking, but at least they've 3 quarters. The Hornets, they don't even pretend to play defense. I like the Pelicans tonight to win by 10, 11 points.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it, partner.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy the game.
All right. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTeglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Charlie Long's trying to defend his Gonzaga pick somewhere along the line.
It's going to come down to this, but, Mike. But, it's going to be either UCLA or Zaga.
He even got management against him on this part on UCLA.
Right?
Bob, you want to read a text you can get some explanation.
Yeah. Okay, this is from, you know, the Pels. It ain't over till it's over. We want to be optimistic. Zion, or no Zion, whatever. This is from, 95-58. Let's face a little reality. Local sports media and talk radio, the Pelicans are not going anywhere with Zion Williamson. Okay.
Won't go anywhere.
Okay, they're not going to go anywhere. So, in other words, he wants to cut bait, get rid of Zion. Rod Walker did an unbelievable job. I wasn't aware of this, so he made me aware of this. I got to give him credit with the Advocate. That if you look at where Zion's at right now and Joel Embiid. Okay, if you know NBA basketball, Joel Embiid, you all know what the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, doesn't get any better than Joel Embiid if you look at individual play. Right now, he's having another MVP-type season, very well could win the MVP award this year. Who we all been saying, is it Joel Embiid or is it the Joker with the Denver Nuggets? No, now, think about this. After finishing second each of the past two seasons, we hope Zion can do that. Now, we you have to have a light at the end of the tunnel. Because, boy, if that would happen, because you have to look at Zion and how he's viewed. You know, he didn't get to play in the All-Star game, but he was voted in to be a starter. Now he ended up getting hurt. But this would caught my attention when Rod Walker wrote this article. Zion has played in just 114 games in his four seasons with the Pelicans. That sounds very discouraging. But what's crazy, that's 20 games more than the 94 games that Joel Embiid played in his first four seasons with the 76ers. And look where Joel Embiid's at right now. So that's why you can't just kick Zion to the curb. We got to hope that they can find out some workout regimen or how you play him, that he can avoid injuries. Because when you look at it, Joel Embiid, I'm sure he had 76ers fans ready to give up on him.
Now, you can't find him today.
Right.
And just now, like the Zion.
No. The 76ers haven't won a championship, but they're relevant. And I think as Pelicans fans, we want the team to be relevant. Where, you know, kind of like when Chris Paul, we go to seven games to maybe go to the Western Conference Final. Now, we didn't get there because of the Spurs, But you understand, I think that's what they're hoping. So that's why do not give up on Zion right now. He's way too young. And just that example with Joel Embiid, who's probably going to be the MVP of the NBA this season.
Bob, I think in some people's mind, a certain age, Sam Bowie. Remember, he came out of Kentucky.
But he never played, though, Mike.
But Bob, man, his foot and leg issues, and it basically ended his career.
But he didn't even, Mike, I don't know if he even played, like 50 games. He might have with the Trail Blazers, if I can recall. I mean, he was the one, if I can remember, he was drafted ahead of Michael Jordan.
He sure
like,
was.
Like, what?
Number one pick.
He was too skinny. Yeah, I think the Zion might be too big, but
Sam Bowie was a little
too skinny.
Man, yeah. for his size, though. Good gracious. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870. We're finishing up here in hour one on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Jimmy, hold on till we get to the 5 o'clock hour and the break, and we'll come to you at 5:10. We're going to go back to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Danny and Cocodree. And I know where Cocodree is. I've been there quite a few times. Danny in the huddle with Mike and Bobby.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, sir.
The thing with Zion, do you trade him? No, you don't trade him, but I do think you limit his handling of the ball. What do you think on that, Bobby?
So you don't like point Zion? I think point Zion has worked, but I think you need to mix it up. It don't need to be purely point Zion. I think they need a point guard. And I'm not talking about Jose. That Jose is more coming off the bench. And you don't need C.J. McCollum. You need C.J. McCollum to be off the ball, not a point guard. No, that has to be addressed. But I don't have a problem with point Zion, but mixing it up.
If you look, just with him bringing the ball down and getting in the lane, how many turnovers he has? Just people, rather people picking it off of him. Or he just loses control of it.
No, if you're a point guard, you can't have more, or you're looking in the final stats. Oh, did he have more turnovers or assists or you know, something in that regard?
Bob, I think they missed the boat with a lot of draft capital. I think come trade deadline that you could have gotten yourself someone veteran-wise that could have come in here and solidified that point guard spot. You missed the boat. Okay, hold your draft capital. Look at all the young players you got. What you really need is a veteran point guard that you could have traded for. And you had draft capital to do it, but and just didn't.
And we had we know what a great point guard is because we had him here. Now he's an old man in Phoenix with the Suns.
And Chris Paul.
And Chris Paul, he's one of the greatest ever point guards in NBA.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.